Hi there. The word for you today is on takers and givers. In Acts 20, verse 35, we read, "It is more blessed to give than to receive." Let me ask you, are you a taker or a giver? If you're not sure how to answer that question, think about certain TV personalities. Even though they do have genuine talent, you get beneath the surface. Their main motivations are ratings, image, approval, and profits. Check the background. Chances are the little girl who dressed up like Cinderella and said, "Look at me," now lives and performs for the approval of the crowd. Or the little boy who shouted, "I'm Tarzan," now goes around with a sense of entitlement. John writes about a man in the church called Diotrephes, quote, "who loves to have the preeminence." Leadership coach Dan Ryland observes, and I quote, "If communicators teach out of need, insecurity, ego, or even responsibility, they're not really giving. The needy person wants praise, something the audience must give. The insecure person wants approval and acceptance, something the audience must give. The egotistical person wants to be lifted up, to be superior and just a little bit better than anyone else. That's also something the audience must give. Even the person motivated by responsibility wants to be recognized as a faithful worker, to be seen as responsible. That's also something the audience must bestow upon them." Many communicators teach in one of these modes all the time. The trouble is they aren't even aware of it. Then there's the true giver. This person teaches out of love, grace, gratitude, compassion, passion, and the overflow. These are all giving modes. In each of these modes of the heart, the audience doesn't have to give anything, only receive. The teaching then becomes a gift. It fills and it renews. So today, ask God to help you become a giver instead of a taker.